If you saw what sin did to the soul of those in purgatory, you would never sin again. This is what the 20th century German princess and purgatory mystic Eugenie von der Leyen teaches us in her diary, My Conversation with the Poor Souls. Christmas night is over, the night in which the most souls in purgatory are released. So we must redouble our efforts to release as many souls in purgatory and grow in this devotion. In this new year, God will send us many saints and purgatory mystics to guide us along the way. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's begin with our story. August 9th, 1921, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I saw a nun standing between two trees in the garden. Because she seemed to be waiting for me, and I thought it was a nun I knew from before. I hurried to meet her. She suddenly disappeared without a trace. I backtracked to see if it could be a shadow illusion, but the space between the trees was as always. August 13th, I saw her walking toward me on my way to church. August 19th, I saw her walking right past me in the garden, so that I could tell quite clearly that it was the Meiersdorfer habit. August 25th, on the stairs of the oratory. August 30th, at the front door, waiting for me. September 11th, in the garden. September 14th, in the oratory. Before Holy Mass, I saw something reflected in the window in front of me. I thought that the window behind me was not stopped, hence the movement in front of me, so I turned around. There she was, standing right behind me. I saw her face very clearly. Big black eyes with a sad expression, just like someone alive, not pale, but totally unknown to me. The figure seemed to me to be armless. I felt a horrible feeling because she was so close to me. September 17th, scurrying by in the garden next to me. September 19th, I was playing ball with a child and she went between. I must have made a startled face because the child asked me what I saw. September 22nd, she sat on the stairs of the oratory. October 2nd, while picking flowers, she stood in front of me, superhumanly large. I couldn't make up my mind to talk to her. And by the time I worked up the courage, she was always gone. October 7th. Unfortunately, she also came into my room. I woke up with an unpleasant feeling, turned on the light, and there she was right next to my bed. I was so scared that I couldn't speak to her. Defended myself against her with holy water. Then she jumped into the wall. It was very bad. October 11th. I went to bed at 10 o'clock and didn't even think about her because I had just had a very good time. It was the Hunts. I turned on the light in my bedroom. There she was. I walked past her to the holy water font, sprinkled her and asked, "What do you want from me?" She looked me sharply in the eye and said without moving her mouth, "I didn't send you 20 marks for the missions." I couldn't tell if I nodded in the affirmative or promised her I would, because a moment was too impressive. But in any case, she was satisfied, because she came very close to me, as if she wanted to tell me something else. This scared me so much that I quickly threw holy water on her, and she disappeared through the window. Although it was very exciting, I slept very well afterwards. The 20 marks were reimbursed to the missions, and the holy masses were said for the poor. Now I had peace until November 3rd, when I was able to experience great joy. When I went to sleep at 11 o'clock, I saw my inner room illuminated. I thought they had left the electric light on and went inside. There the nun was exactly in the same place as in the last apparition, but how completely different. It emanated from her like a radiant light. Her black habit was lined with splendor. But the most radiant thing was in her facial expression. The eyes had probably already seen the good Lord. She looked at me, smiling and happy. The hands I saw on her for the first time were crossed over her breast. Her face could really only be compared to an opal. I can't find any other expression for it. I felt such a happy shock that I was frozen and couldn't think of anything else to ask. "What's your name?" Then she solemnly made the sign of the cross. It got dark and she was gone. So the electric light wasn't on. It seems to me that deception is out of the question, because you can feel nothing of what I felt if nothing was there. The apparition seemed to me much larger than usual, and for the first time it was not standing on the ground. That was the last appearance of the nun, but she may have opened me up to see things differently. How is it possible that such a small sin and defect of not giving those 20 marks for the missions could have such a significant impact on her soul? A few things to consider. One is that she was a nun and called to a higher level of perfection. However, we as devout Catholics should consider the same calling for ourselves. And before God, everything matters. He cares about absolutely everything. Some other things to think about. Her individual relationship with this soul in purgatory. In this way, you and I might be called to pray for a particular soul, to care about them. Imagine a person in the hospital. We don't just see them as a group. We think of them one-on-one, that same individual love that God has for us. And note that the reparation was specific, 20 marks for 20 marks. In the same way, we should consider how can we specifically repair for the souls in purgatory that God is calling us to. My friends, may the holy souls in purgatory, Eugenie von der Leyen and the Blessed Mother, guide us with their prayers so that we can become better intercessors for the souls in purgatory. I will see you in the next one.